Get ready. Come on, guys. Get ready. Acid burn. Crash override. Serial. Plate. And zero cool. Now launch the base. Get ready to dive the planet.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 9th of May 2006. In the studio we have, not Planet Lave as I usually say, but Dark Nature and myself, Belial. In the intro there we've got Brooklyn Bounce and Hack the Planet. Now at that point where he says, acid burn, blah blah blah, and then he says, plate, well obviously he's saying plague, but it doesn't sound like he's saying plate. Do you think?
A little bit.
Let me just play that again.
Come on, guys. Get ready. Acid burn. Crash override. Serial. Plate.
It does?
Yeah, so I wonder if somebody's hacker handle is actually plate. I am the lead hacksaw plate. I shatter Dish. In your face.
I am saucer.
Yeah. Spreading my ceramic everywhere.
Acid burn. Acid indigestion.
Just get some Rennie. Type Rennie, you idiot. That'll sort out the acid burn.
Sick names. Crash override. Yeah. I watched this the other day, you know, Hackers 2,
yeah.
Operation Takedown.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me laugh. It was...
I have to correct you there, mate, as I correct everyone. It's not actually called Hackers 2. It's
no.
Just called Operation Takedown. Sorry, I just had to do that. I'm sorry. I know I'm a cunt, but there we go.
Yeah, I know. It's... Oh my god, the phone's ringing now.
Hello!
I'll let the answering machine pick it up.
Let's hear who it is. It's probably your boss.
Might be terrible.
Yeah. It sounds like a fucking one of those Matrix printers. Please do. Hello. It's no one.
Yeah.
I hate it when people don't leave messages, it's so rude.
I think it's probably my mum. She's terrible at remembering not to phone me.
Dark Nature, I've been looking for you. You
yep.
Fucking cunt.
She doesn't often call me a fucking cunt.
Well, let's give this little guy a call. His name's Jeffrey Schilling. He lives in 350 Bray LN Costa Mesa, California. That's 496-262606. His telephone number is 714-434-6361. And his handle is Soup. This guy that has tried an exploit on our forums and obviously failed. Now he was on the forums for a while. He didn't actually realize that we had the prior attack, and obviously I patched it before that even. So let's give him a call. Let's see what he's doing. Let's call him a cunt a few times and see what happens. I don't know exactly what the time is over there, but I guess it's somewhere in the afternoon. Let's see what happens here.
voicemail box for Jeff Slahanek. I'm away from my desk at the moment. If you do need to fax something to me, you can fax it to 714-200-0420. Please leave a message and I'll return your call as soon as I return. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to ask you, how's the soup doing today? Does it taste a bit shitty, if you know what I mean? Talk to you later. Bye-bye. So there we go. We got his answering machine there, sadly. But I'm sure we'll be calling them endless amounts from now on. I'm sure everybody else has got his other fax machine number and mobile, whatever you want to find out about him. You've got his address now, so yeah, send him an email.
Yeah, I think we should call him again tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Probably every day until he changes his number.
Yeah.
Because some people just got to learn the hard way.
Yeah, I think we'll have to call him a few more times. Now, Ionix hasn't got back to us. Well, he hasn't got back to me, so I don't know what's going on here with the whole Tech Tuesday. You said you had something about Perl and programming some ports into it, so I don't know if you're ready to speak about that for, like, I don't know, 25 minutes or something like that.
I've not got enough to talk about it just yet.
Ah, okay.
But I'm putting some examples together, okay, and kind of getting a presentation together, but I was looking at next Tuesday, to be honest.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's, I just been winging it at this point.
Fair enough. Well, there's nothing wrong with winging it. I've done that many times, mate, and it's come out quite well. But yeah, just to announce everybody, a special guest on the end of this week, probably Thursday or Friday, we have Robert Shinfrin, sorry, I'm completely murdering his surname there, who will be our special guest. A little bit of background on Robert is, in the early 80s, he was fucking around with the BT packet exchange networks, aka I think it's PureNet or MicroNet or something like that. Let me just take a look at that. It's been Prestel was the name of this. It was kind of like Demon was in the back in the day, and he had quite a lot of interest in that. He collected quite a lot of information. He was hacking on there quite a while, and then obviously he got caught by the police. Now, I don't want to give away too much right away, because I'd love for him to talk about it himself. Now, he was obviously the first person to be tried by a jury in connection with computer hacking in the world. He was obviously ultimately acquitted by the House of Lords on all charges, resulting in the UK's Computer Mixers Act 1990. So yeah, he was indeed the first person to undergo a sentence on that. He has now started his own, I think, security company and written a few books and et cetera, as you do. He sounds like a very nice chap. I spoke to him on the phone today, and he's really up for doing a show. So if you have any any kind of questions to put through to him, let me know. Email it to me or post them up in the thread or whatever, because it'd be good to actually get some solid stuff down. Now, you can ask him anything, obviously related to do with, you know, not like, oh, do you like cats or dogs? Just, you know, something specific to do with computer crime, Misuse Act or the government or whatever. Obviously, don't ask him, you know, tax or your computer, because we'll just, you know, delete your email if you're going to be an idiot like that. He's a nice chap, so, yeah, so that's quite an interesting interview. Hopefully,
guy that was responsible for the was it the Prince Philip's hacking his mailbox?
No, I'm not sure. He might be. There's 650 pages his history, and like the court case. The entire interview is actually typed out on there as well. You can actually read what the police officer was questioning him about and stuff like that. And I haven't read all of it, to be honest. I haven't read his book either, because I honestly don't want to pay for it, to be quite honest. No offense to you, Geezer, but I just don't have enough time or money. I've read as much as I can about your book, And I think you're on the right tracks. I think he really is on the right tracks as far as getting the knowledge that could be construed as criminal into protecting people against potential criminals, especially computer crime and stuff like that. I think he's on the right tracks there, and he's got different mixed views from generally what we have about, and I think that'll be good to kind of talk to him about, because it's always good to have a different opinion, different mindsets to have a debate on. And obviously he's got so many years in front of everybody else, and as far as computer hacking goes, he was there from the beginning as far as data switch networks go. So yes, it'd be good to have a word with him. You all right?
Yes, sorry about that. Something just fell on the office decided to attack.
Your house just collapsed on top of you.
Yep, I'm now living in a big hole in the ground. It's just like the end of Poltergeist.
So.
Oop. Listen, I've just got to close my microphone for 2 minutes.
Okay, mate.
I've just got a PM from me mum.
Oh, right.
It'll be very brief.
Cool. No problems, Ben. I'll talk about the crap.
Cool.
Right. In the news today, we've got quite a lot of news that our good friend Lucas Ada has posted up. It never fails. Thank you very much for that. Sony reveals PlayStation 3 prices. The new Sony PS3 will hit Japan stores on 11th of November, with the US and Europe following less than a week later, which is quite good as far as console releases go. Sony has announced that the console will come in two versions, starting from the $499 and €499. That's 341. Pardon me, pounds in Europe. So 341 for us. What we have, UK Farmer Sales. Hello.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
So yeah, I've got the £341 for the new Sony PS3.
All right. You're doing the news, I see.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, yeah. I lost track. Yes, it's not a bad price, is it?
It's not bad. We could see what the actual thing looks like. And also another bad, not a bad thing, is that the Europe release will go a week later. So you only have to wait a week before you get it in Europe, which isn't too bad. Because usually you have to wait fucking like a year or something stupid like that.
It's a lovely looking unit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I also heard a rumour that it comes with Linux running right out of the box.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can hook up a keyboard and a mouse, and away you go.
Ah, that's something very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true. I mean, it's just a rumor that I heard, but that would be rad.
Oh yeah.
That you'll laugh. The PM that I got saying call me now. Sort of urgent.
Yeah.
You know, it was super, super urgent.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 2 on TV.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought, water broken out or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Still, it's not so nice to think of me.
Yeah, I guess, she knows what you like.
Well, I've seen them both, and they're fucking shit, to be honest. There's no way on this earth I'm going to pay any money to watch Mission Impossible 3.
No.
It'll just end up into the Jewish anthology.
Tom Cruise twat.
That's right.
Tom twatting Cruise. In kind of news that we missed, the chip and pin systems for Shell, the oil corporation and petrol pump service stations have been classified as unsecure and have all been reverted back to the old stripe card and signature method. Apparently, an exploit that was found in the chip and pin to compare the machine system was obviously exploited by a group of criminals. Now, the reason why it is because the chip and pin system is as only secure as it is for supporting its own legacy authentication system. So, obviously, the criminals were exploiting the fact that you can still utilize the magnetic strip on it to carry out transactions. Girls smuggled into the UK for flats. Young African girls are being brought into Britain and deliberately impregnated so that they become eligible for council flats. MPs have been told Debbie Iroh from Iroh for Africa Unites Against Children Abuse, AFCO, later some of the children were aged 12 to 16. Victims were often sent alone into the UK and placed in council care before falling prey to child abuse, she said. And I think that's going to give a hell of a lot of fire bite to like the people like the BNP and the NF. Yeah, because as soon as that shit happens, you know, have like, oh, well, why should we allow people into this country just so they can take our flats? I personally think that that obviously strict control should be enforced in the immigration system. Now, obviously, if there are children that are shipped over here because they are at risk from death in their own country, then they should be taken care of and not let run free on the streets causing chaos and getting pregnant. BitTorrent to sell Warner movie downloads. Warner Brothers is to use BitTorrent technology, to deliver movies downloads. The Hollywood studio, how dare they, Home Entertainment System division announced today that a week after it was alleged that the Apple will use the same system to power its upcoming movie download service, this summer Warner will make around 200 titles among the Harry Potter Cunt and the Goblet of Anal Fire and the Babylon 5 series. Available for download via BitTorrent. Unsurprisingly, the content will be DRM protected. They will be available for computer playback only. Interesting. So the devil finally uses its own. They're like, oh, BitTorrent, blah blah blah, peer to peer, we will kill you. And now they're actually adopting the technology that utilizes the most crime. That they actually, they're like, well, we'll just use the gun that's shooting us to shoot everybody else.
Do you want to take a breath?
Doesn't it sound like a thing that it's a really cuntish thing to do?
It does, really.
Yeah,
it's the same as Napster, you know. That used to be the shit for downloading, MP3s and what have you. And now they've sold themselves out to the devil, and now the devil's taking our toys. Also,
yeah.
I mean, it's not long ago they were calling for BitTorrent and everything to be shut down and banned, and anyone that uses it to be strung up. And now it's like, this looks handy.
Yeah,
we can use this to make money. You know, bastards.
And it was quite interesting to see the fact that they just had this huge, huge campaign to destroy peer-to-peer stuff. And now they're actually utilized. Obviously, BitTorrent as a protocol isn't illegal. You know, we've said this many times. It doesn't cause people to commit crime. It's just used as a medium to commit piracy. But because it's just so effective at doing this, these big companies are going to be starting using the actual medium. Now, it'd be quite interesting to see how quickly the DRM actually stands up to its standards, as in not being able to burn it to a DVD, not being able to distribute it further.
Well, I mean, look at the crowd.
Yes,
Channel 4. Yeah, that got ripped apart.
It did.
Within seconds.
It did. It did cost us quite a bit as well.
Yeah. But that was slightly before my time. That one.
Yeah. And a worldwide survey estimates 694, I take that's million, adult web users. San Francisco Reuters calculating the world's growth in web remains largely a matter of guesswork. More than a decade after the commercial internet exploded all over people's faces into popular view, sticking to standard global online measures, ComScore Networks Incorporated introduced on Friday a new global survey that estimates 694 million people aged 15 or higher use the internet during March, or around 14% of adults. The survey, called the ComScore World Matrix, estimates that there are 168.1 million users across four Asian countries, China, Japan, India, and Korea, or nearly 25%. Hello. Hello. Hello, caller. Who is this? Hello, caller. We can't hear you. You're just coming through as noise.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Oh, sorry. It's Goldfish.
Oh, hi, Goldfish. You're coming through as reverb there.
Yeah, hang on a second. That's really weird. Am I feeding back on this? Oh, shit. Sorry about this.
It's alright, we'll carry on without you then. No, I'm joking. The ComScore, a Chicago-based traffic measuring company known as the Service for U.S. Users, has said that the survey 2 million internet users, representing a cross-section of countries with 99% of the world's population, represented in most universities, estimated blah, 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 so apparently a lot of people use the internet. Duh!
Who'd have thought that then?
Yeah.
A lot of people. You can get the internet on computers now.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was still on the fucking typewriters, mate.
Sorry?
I thought it was still on the typewriters.
Oh, well, you know, obviously, predominantly on typewriters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the abacus. But, yeah, it's coming on computers now.
Bloody hell. What will they think of next, eh?
I don't know. It's those crazy, crazy Japanese scientists.
Yeah.
They'll put the internet on anything.
Oh, fucking, yeah.
Even your fridge.
Let's just give Hyper a call here. Just giving Hyper a call.
Ah, cool.
Hello!
Hello!
How's it going?
Not bad, mate. How's it going?
Oh, I'm just about recovering, I think, from the weekend.
First time for you live on Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah, well, I like to keep myself a little bit incognito, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know, we know. That's why you got
so what are we talking about?
We're talking about how many users use the internet. Apparently, a survey carried out says that there's about 694 million adult users around the world that actually use the internet. Now, I don't think that's quite accurate. I think there's more than that.
That's it, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought then for a second you said adult servers, and I was going, well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest now.
There's probably more web porn sites than anything, but excluding all the kind of poorer countries, I think fucking it's like a 90% spread across most of like Europe and Eastern Europe and Russia and stuff like that. I mean, there's quite a good range of how many people to the internet they are. Obviously, not every IP address is one person. You can never measure it like that, but I think there's a hell of a lot of people that are now on the internet.
I got a really bad line here, guys.
Can you hear us okay?
Well, I can hear you. I can't hear anyone else.
Nobody else is speaking.
What's that?
You sound really loud.
Oh, wow, you sound really loud, but love sounds really quiet. What a technology, eh? I love it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Okay.
Oh. Anyway, I did a cracking one today.
Yeah.
I went to the internet show at Olympia 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in as Mr. Jeff Robes from Betfair.
Right.
Which is very interesting, considering half the companies there were telling everyone else that they were using Betfair and Betfair hosted their servers there. It was pretty cool, man. I come home with loads and loads of free USB pens and footballs and all kinds of stuff they decided to give me for free, all because they thought I worked for Betfair. I really would highly recommend if anyone's going to go to one of these shows to kind of register yourselves as some kind of similar company which would be big on them, so you can go to the BBC or the Channel or Channel4.com.
Yeah.
And you really will get all the free beers you can. I think I've had about 7 beers today talking to one bloke who tried to convince me that their cabling was better than anyone else, which wasn't going to make a blind difference to my business if I was honest, but I was happy to drink his bottles of Beck's anyway, so.
Yeah. Interesting.
How long have you been socially in then, Hyper?
It's been on and off, if I'm honest. I took a break for it for a while because I tend to like kind of get into things too much and you sort of like go a little bit too close to the mark, you know?
I know what you mean.
To taking risks, you know, but as far as over the telephone, I've been doing it for years.
Alright.
Sort of like I got into it for a friend of mine who was actually a corporate tracer. And it was him that kind of introduced me to kind of some of the systems and stuff, especially with the local authority, which you could use. But then you sort of like you develop your own style.
Yeah, of course,
that makes
sense.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes, as I said, you can get too far into it. But then another case, you can really form relationships with the people that work for these companies, and you can just go back again and again and again, you know? Sure. So it certainly does get easier as it goes along.
Yeah, I mean, I've read a lot of your posts on the forums there, and you seem to be like quite the socially ninja. I mean,
it's just something which, as long as you can open your mouth, open and shut it lots of times really quickly, you can definitely get around to be able to doing it. A lot of it's terminology, and it's just confidence over the phone. I mean, at the end of the day, what you've got to remember is that even if they do go, hang on a second, who are you? You can just go, up yours and hang up if you want to, you know? But it's always kind of best to leave the door open so you can always go back in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried a couple of things in the past. I mean, I found one thing was that if you wear a construction hat and have a clipboard, you can basically walk into places, and as long as you look like you belong there, look like you don't look as if you believe that you're out of place. A lot of people don't challenge you too much, but
yeah, I agree with that. But you've got to do a little bit of background before. If you can walk on and you can know at least the name of the company or someone's name, or some of the terminology, what they're doing. Rather than just walking in off the street, then it'll get you all the way. I used to do it when I used to do a lot of temp work, and I used to walk on site and sign in into the factory or whatever, and I'd walk around all day with a clipboard, and that wasn't even my job, and nobody would say a bloody word to me, and I had a badge with my name on it, but I never actually got around to do any work all day.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. That's what I said, you're getting close to the mark then, because you're going to end up being caught doing that. But especially because it's always your real name when you kind of work in places, you know. So.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a caught out yet? Even like in the early days. Did you ever get a caught out? You know, like.
Did you ever get caught out?
I can't hear that. Say again.
So, did you ever get caught out?
No, I've never been caught.
Well, yeah.
There's been a few times. I was looking for a guy who was. An ex-husband of a friend of mine's girlfriend. He disappeared and they needed to get the divorce done. And they sort of said, you know, do you reckon you could try and trace this guy? I traced him all the way down to Great Yarmouth and he'd just come out of prison. And I was speaking to his probation officer for 2 weeks. And I got on really well with him. He's a great guy. But he was able to give me, over the time, I pretended to be the guy's previous bail officer, which was in Mitcham.
Right.
And I spoke to him for a couple of weeks, and Guido told me his address. He gave me his address where his gyros go as well. We were able to find out. And it was at the end of 2 weeks, and he suddenly clocks and just went, "Hold on a second, who are you?" And I was like, "Oh, better go, see you later," and hung up. But by that time, I'd already got the information that I needed.
That's elite.
So,
I've often thought...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go for it.
No, I've often thought when I've been reading the other stuff that you've posted, when you're saying, "Oh, I phoned up such and such, and then I told them that I was from the DHSS," I thought, you know, you should at least make an e-book or something on this stuff.
It's kind of, I've spoken to Bilal about this, and when it's things that you've worked on for months and months and months, you get really quite... whether you really want to release it, you know? Because as soon as you release the information on the net, it's worthless. Because if I release some of the methods of which I speak to local libraries,
yeah.
Which is a really simple one, because the people that work at local libraries are idiots. Unless there's anyone listening, of course, who's actually working at a local library, you're incredibly intelligent. Then as soon as I released that and the word got around that you can use this certain terminology with them, there would be an email sent around saying, "People are ringing up and doing this now."
Well, of course, there is that.
Well, with social engineering, it's every time you do something and you're legal, you've got to remember that anyone else can do that and just speak the same way. I spoke to the poll tax the other day, poll tax office legally, and got my poll tax reduced in a certain way, and I was able to write down certain terminologies. But I never actually gave an account number to do it. I gave absolutely nothing at all. I just gave the address of which I said I was living in.
And that's all we need.
So there's no reason why I can't ring up and be someone else and just give the address and check details of how long the case has been going for, so therefore I know how long people have lived in that address, or whether they don't even live there anymore because the account tax office will say, "Oh, you've changed your address."
Yeah.
And you don't even require an account number for it, just a postcode.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I suppose you kind of develop a bit of an eye for holes in the human firewall sort of thing.
It's funny, once you've done it over the phone, you start doing it face to face. You start noticing the way people do things and the order they do things, especially in offices and things like that. I'm a terrible knucklehead. When I was a field engineer with one of my previous IT jobs, I was renowned for being this really nosy person. I'd be talking to people at their desk and I'd pick up bits of paper and start reading it and stuff, and I really had to stop myself doing it. But you end up picking things up, and even people's nicknames around the office is just so valuable. Because you can ring up and give that person's nickname and then correct yourself and give their real name, you're automatically one of the gang, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, you've got to be careful when, if you do kind of, if any of this kind of information or like, you know, "This is how it's done," blah, 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 is kind of released, people will instinctively take up the fact that they can do it themselves. And I think that's what's dangerous. I think there's always got to be... we were speaking about this before, me and Hyper, and, you know, you've got to sort of encourage while discouraging people to do this.
Yeah, I suppose it's like our happy friend with the exploit on the forum. You know,
yeah.
Not gonna fucking clue what he's doing. Just found it posted on a website somewhere and decided to try it out. Not gonna clue what he's doing.
Well,
looking into to Soup there, he was he's done a few things in his time which you know, give him credit, have been quite clever. He's brought down quite a few websites, but he's sloppy, you know. He's an exploiter. He defaces websites and he writes his name all over them.
Yeah.
He's got someone that works for him called Fox, who does the same kind of thing, but doesn't write his name anywhere, and kind of hides behind Soup, who I think is being used as a little bit of a bitch. You know what I mean? And Fox will do work, and then Soup will go, "Yeah, I did it with you," and have Soup all over the website, but Fox will never be mentioned. Soup is being sloppy, which is why we were able to find him.
Yeah.
Whereas Fox, you know, I'm having great difficulty finding out who he is completely.
But to his credit, Soup did try and use a by-proxy register, which basically hides all your personal information. However, one of his pointing domains was pointing to his forums and had his registration details as well as his work details as well, that he used an email address on the technical contacts, was it, to...
His forum was used as a proxy registrant, which means it was hidden behind a proxy, which means you can't do a whois on it. But he also, on Wikipedia, I think it was, he boasted about some of the exploits they'd done, and one of them was MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace, we were able to look through and have a look at it and go, hey, look, MySpace slash Hackster, which was his... which is his website address, and his name all over it. We soon realised that it wasn't actually his site, and he'd been doing XSS injections to change the text on it. But he'd fucked up a bit of code, and there was just a raw bit of code on the page, which sent us to a website, which is also his own domain, which he owned, which also had his name written all over it. And from there, we were able to trace back to where he works, back to where he lives.
And that's why we're just able to call him right now and leave him a nice little message.
Quality stuff. Yeah. I was thinking maybe I might send him a nice bunch of flowers to his work or something like that from Hacker Voice.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh. We should just all go around his house one day.
Yeah.
We should pop around for a few beers. I might even get on his roof.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I was thinking going around and just burning it to the ground or something.
Nah, you can't do that.
No.
So how are we getting on with the images from Birmingham this weekend?
Well, that's all down to our good friend Goldfish there.
Ah, good lad.
Yeah, are you still there, mate?
I'm still there.
Excellent. How's the editing going?
Oh, God, for me that sounds like you're in a really deep tunnel.
Yeah, he's probably is. He's down anchor again, bastard.
So is he, again?
Oh, I'm calling from Anna.
You're calling from what?
Australia, did he say?
It sounded like a scat.
He said he's calling from somewhere. I can't. It sounds like you're calling from space or something, man.
That's like from Mars, mate, isn't it?
I'm calling from the future.
Your DVD shit. What's that?
A PM.
PM.
PM? Prime Minister? Prime Minister?
Yes, he said, thanks for the email, oh no, you didn't send me a PM, did you?
Yes, I did.
When?
2 seconds ago.
2 seconds ago, on the forums?
Yes.
Ah, let me see. Ah, yes, I did. It says, yes, I did, Skype me. Okay, mate, I'll do that right away. Right, let's just give Mr. Goldfishness a call here because he's having some serious trouble with the old whatever the fuck he's using there, mate.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Right, where are you?
Maybe the string got wet.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you feeling after Birmingham,
below? Yeah, I'm feeling quite well. I was completely fucked on Monday, but I'm okay. Yeah, yeah. So can we hear you now?
I think so.
Excellent.
Ah,
that sounds much better.
How you doing, Goldfish?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Harper?
Oh, not too bad, man. Good.
Were you shouting on Monday?
Oh, mate. I was alright actually. I got to bed nice and early, you know, and got to work. And I don't do very much work at work, so. I was happy for me just to sit there and do nothing, so I recovered pretty quick.
So, how's the editing going, as Hyper was asking?
Yeah, it's going okay. I'm just trying to get it into a format where I can do compositing on it and stuff.
Right.
I'm going to rotoscope it and do something interesting to obscure identities, you know?
Yeah. So you're going to obscure Hyper's identity with a rainbow across his face, is that it?
Yeah, right.
Or something else that I think of at the time.
Right. A giant big pink dildo.
you just want that bloke from Room 2600 to come after me, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll think of something.
Sure. You can actually obscure my face with his face.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't take a picture of him, though, did we?
I will find one.
Yeah.
It's got to be on one of those, the Broom 2000 website photos somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure you won't forget it.
To be honest with you, I don't remember what he looks like at all, actually. I don't remember much at all from that night, but anyway.
I remember Aid, and that's about it.
You remember what, sorry?
Aid. You know, the bald guy with the Ubuntu t-shirt.
The Ubuntu guy. The Lug Radio dude.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy, Umbongo, whatever he was, yeah.
Umbongo, yeah.
And, what was it? So what do you think of, obviously you've watched the DVD, what do you think of it, uncut, uncensored?
What, me?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's bloody hilarious.
Yeah. Because Goldfish...
Shit in the relief.
Goldfish came back to mine after, and we had a quick butchers of it, and my camcorder died halfway through, but we were pissing ourselves with laughter. It was hilarious, especially watching Hyper dance around like a fucking like a monkey, going ah, get off me, woman, and stuff like that.
Oh my god.
That's going to be bloody
It's a source of entertainment for everybody, you see.
Yeah, yeah. You're the mascot.
It's going to be a bloody challenge moving that box around the screen.
Yeah.
Just put a giant, great big black box over the whole screen.
Yeah.
This is the audio-only segment.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to do, Goldfish?
I don't know, I'm pretty busy, but I should be able to get something sorted by the end of, the end of this week. So.
Ah.
Really?
Cool. Maybe.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
I need to fill in the gaps of which I can't remember, you know? Basically leaving London and getting back the next day.
Well, as I remember, it's pretty much from a blow point of view, so...
Yeah, the whole camera, the camera was in drunk mode the whole time. So you get to see through the eyes of a drunk Belial.
Oh dear.
The bit on the roof when it turned off and you were just pointing down, was it?
Yeah, it looks like I fell off the fucking roof. Because I went, oh, fuck this. And then, like, something happened. You could hear, like, wind, like, whistling, and then. I don't know how I pulled that off. I must have. I don't know what happened, but it sounds quite funny. So it's quite funny to watch.
I'm dying to see this, so yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's going to need
And we're all going to Hull in a few weeks.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be another crazy one.
All of us apart from me.
Yeah.
Are you going to come, though?
What? Don't think so.
You're not coming?
Unless I can get a lift off Bob or something.
Well, apparently Bob's going to get himself a motor.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I doubt it's coming my way. No, Bob.
I'm sure he's got TomTom, hasn't he, mate? Go wherever he tells him to go.
I wonder what happens when he's in a car by himself.
Yeah, can you imagine the arguments with TomTom? Oh my god. Anyway. Yeah.
What was I going to say? I fucking forgot.
Well, I'm gonna get up to hold this time. You know, having been forced to miss the Brum meeting,
we got to see each other, man. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah
definitely. We were passing by Warwick, where you are, you know, on the way, and I was talking about kidnapping you and everything, but Belial wouldn't let me come over.
No, I said he was busy, you know, and he wouldn't appreciate getting gaffer taped.
Well, yeah.
You never know, he might like that kind of thing, you know?
I don't know.
More of a reader not to bloody go, I think.
it would have given me a good excuse, you know, if it did get kidnapped. At least I wouldn't have had to go to the fucking salt mine. Yeah. But I'm definitely I'm going to look at getting up to the whole one. You know?
So yeah, definitely.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a legendary meeting, you know. Hull are a bit of a legendary group in the UK as it is. They've done some crazy shit, man, from security corps vans to painting their own zebra crossing on a road where they thought they needed it, you know. So, you know, honestly, I think to be the final meeting where they all go, and everyone has been from the past and stuff, it's going to be massive. It should be really good.
Mm.
Definitely a biological nuclear war suit day.
Exactly. I don't think it's a bring your laptop kind of time, though. I think it's going to be more like how much can your liver take kind of time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like that, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I'll be bringing a laptop with me this time.
No, I don't think so. I it's more of a social kind of event and having a fucking right laugh, yeah.
I bet Napster will, though.
Napster always brings
himself.
No.
I tell you, on the way up, and even on the way back, we just looked like a TV detector van, didn't we?
Yeah.
Aerials poking
with my
out the
aerial
van
at the back,
everywhere.
And you kept on asking, is the aerial still there? Is it still there?
We're driving through the police checkpoint with laptops and aerials poking everywhere.
You're like, put your laptop down, put your fucking seatbelt on.
I tell you, don't talk to me about bloody aerials today. I finally shelled out and got myself an antenna for on top of my car, and ordered the, you know, the pigtail adapter.
Yeah.
Got that out of the envelope, and you know the little tiny plug that goes into the Wi-Fi card.
Yeah, the MC. Yeah.
It's smashed.
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 You know the little gold connector.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little.
How the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think someone's fucking danced on it in the sorting office or something.
Is the actual connector broken, or is it just the rubber shrink fit you can get replaced or something?
It's the actual connector.
Well, I can feel someone sending something to Rat to be fixed.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to send it back to the vendor.
Ah, right, fair enough.
Yeah, I ordered it from eBay, and I'm just going to, like, say, look, this is coming back to you, and I want a new one. Wrap it up better next time.
You know. Was it like someone on the other side of the world or something?
No. It was about 30, 40 miles away from where I live.
Oh, that's totally fine. It's not like they'll send it back to New Zealand for 4 weeks before they receive it, and then another 6 weeks before you get it back again smashed.
Yeah, smashed again, yeah. But it was only in like a bloody standard envelope. You know, yeah. The antenna itself was nice and padded.
Someone definitely has been sitting on that thing.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, you sent stuff through British mail, and Christ, God knows what's happened to it. Put it through a meat grinder or something.
Yeah. They check it for anything valuable, and then they break it.
Yeah. Out of pure temper of it not being worth anything, they just smash it up then afterwards.
Well, yeah, because there's a big red thing on it saying, you know, fragile, handle with care.
Oh, that's just...
And next to it is a big boot print.
Wait, that's just asking for it.
Timberland of cross one side.
If you put fragile on anything, that's just asking for trouble, man.
Oh, yeah, it's just...
Right. You might as well write football on it, really. <isn't> it?
Maybe if you did that, you'd handle it with more care.
Yeah.
Just put,
that's true, actually, yeah.
Please don't break it too much.
Right, we're just coming up to the end of the show.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
Right,
I'm
going to hang up then, guys.
Cool.
Okay.
Take it easy. I'm sure I'll speak to you all soon.
Yeah, take care, man. It's good to have you on.
See you, I'll see.
Please speak to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Well, if you have any emails, please send them into radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Our website is hackervoice.co.uk. I've been Belial.
I've been Nature.
I've been Distant.
Yes. And down a tunnel somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, thanks for listening in. Sadly, Tech Tuesday wasn't really too technical. Hopefully we'll fix that next time around. I know I've been saying that for the past two episodes, but we've had prior engagements like, I don't know, the Brum trip. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Good night.
very nicely.